With KAZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. More than 500 people are working to put out the river fire burning southeast of Salinas. A spectacular lightning storm early Sunday morning sparked the blaze and forced the evacuations of residents and dozens of their animals. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Smoke billows in the distance as Beth Brookhauser watches the river fire from her neighborhood.
Which is pretty far away from the fire. We've definitely seen very large black plumes. The sun turned red.
Brookhauser lives along Highway 68. Just down the road is CAL FIRE's command center at Toro County Park. White ash falls on us as we talk.
Fingers crossed this can go away pretty soon.
Since the fire broke out early Sunday morning from lightning, Brookhauser has been fielding a lot of calls. She's with the SPCA for Monterey County, the local donor-supported humane society.
We will evacuate animals from behind fire lines when it is safe. We will help you evacuate in advance, and we will shelter animals for you, so please don't hesitate to call us.
The SPCA is sheltering cats, dogs, and birds. The team rescued horses, alpacas, even emus on Monday. Making sure your pets and animals are protected is at the top of the evacuation checklist, says Tony Davis with CAL FIRE.
Get them at a safer location so that you just have to worry about your essentials.
Essentials like water, clothes, your ID, and medications. Davis worked on the Sabranas fire in Big Sur 4 years ago.
I'm thinking positive here that we're not going to get that large, but I can't see the future. I don't have that crystal ball.
Her message, leave your home if you are told to.
It's so important to us to be able to go in there and fight the fire aggressively without that concern of that one homeowner that decided to stay.
Lori Tuttle didn't wait for an order. That's because she has a lot at stake.
We had 44 horses to get somewhere.
Tuttle is executive director of Horses, Hope, and Kids, a nonprofit that provides equine-assisted learning for kids and adults with special needs. It operates out of an equine center located along River Road.
And so we put a call out on Facebook that we needed trailers, horse trailers, to help us evacuate. And the response was overwhelming. It was kind of surreal. It's really emotional the way the community stepped up and took care of us.
All 44 horses are out of danger. Some were moved to the Marina Equestrian Center, and the horses she boards are at the Rodeo Grounds in Salinas. That's where I met up with Tuttle. She walks down a row of stalls, comforting each horse.
This is Reina and Juanito. They're in our care, and we treat them as if they're ours.
Moving horses is no easy task. They can get scared, like Henry.
And this is Henry. Henry is not super impressed about being here.
But he's protected. As the smell of smoke fills the air, Tuttle describes a moment from Sunday night.
Oh, at one point I was standing in the barn and I was fielding phone calls and texts and just trying to, you know, keep things coordinated. And I looked out and the trailers were just streaming by the door. And I think for me, it's gratitude.
Gratitude that the horses are safe. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.